Hey, radio fam. Welcome to a new segment we're doing on the morning show called ABB.
I'm going to tell you, I don't like it.
Anybody but Brooke.
Okay.
I'm your
I really
host, Jeffrey, but you can call me Jeff. And here's how it works. I'm going to throw out a topic or two, and we're going to weigh in on it. The only rule is anyone but Brooke can talk.
Oh,
Jeffrey.
The kids love it. See, it's
no
the
one
time.
Kitchen.
Brooke, excuse me, it's anybody but Brooke. Remember that.
It's
the one time we all get a BB, a Brooke break. Because everybody needs a Brooke break every once in a while. Brooke again, ABB, I'm sorry. Anybody but Brooke can talk. Today's ABB subject is Bennifer. Ben Affleck and J-Lo, they're back. Jose and Alexis, what do you think? Love it, hate it, leave it. Remember, anybody but Brooke can weigh in.
I feel like my good friend Brooke Fox would have a lot of opinions on this.
We can't
she
hear
might.
About that, though.
Okay, but I love that they're back together.
I love it, too.
I hope they
I think we're
married.
All very supportive of Bennifer being back
together.
Brooke, again, it's ABB. This isn't all Brooke banter. This is anybody but Brooke.
I'm just saying.
Somebody's clearly not listening to the rules of this segment.
Why is that sound playing over my voice every time I
Because it's somebody doesn't understand. We need to adhere to all the rules and regulations of ABB, which is anybody but Brooke can talk.
I just don't think it will ever work when you're
Okay.
Brooke break.
Exactly. We're not really getting the BB that we deserve because somebody's being selfish again and wanting to have their voice heard.
Wow.
Well,
I mean, it is called Brooke and Jeffrey.
All right. Well, looks like that's all the time that we have for ABB today, anybody but Brooke. Tune in next week when we discuss NPR and how it's ruining people's lives. Now that we're done with that, Brooke, you're free to talk again. Because it's time for the shock caller question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked the trivia question. If you answer wrong, the punishment is to get shocked while singing a song. Text into 78592. Tell us which one you'd like to hear. Brooke's drawing a name out because she had the shock caller last.
And she's allowed to talk.
Yeah,
that's right.
Finally, something people can enjoy on this show.
Okay, what name did you get, Brooke?
Brooke, the slippery pork puller, Fox.
Slippery pork puller, okay.
Wow.
Yikes.
It's like a greased up pig?
I don't even want the story.
Yeah,
no.
That's true. Let's not ask.
Let's keep
just
it radio safe.
When I was a kid in my small town.
No. All right, I know. Let's have Brooke put on the shock collar. While that happens, Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
We're almost into the full swings of summer, and I know Jeffrey's been noticing the same thing that I have. Mail carriers are everywhere.
Oh, yeah. They are.
Walking around, showing off their sculpted calves, and parading around in their short shorts.
They legit have, really good legs.
So good.
It's a tough gig, but someone has to do it, and it doesn't come without its own risks. I have in front of me a list of the top 5 most common accident situations that could happen to post people while on the job. I need you, Brooke, to name them all in no particular order.
You say top 5? I'm sorry.
Yes, top 5 most common accidents that could happen to post people.
Okay, first, I'm going slippery steps. Fall down slippery stairs. Easy. That's locked in.
My first one was just stereotypical, which is like a dog bite. Dogs are always chasing them.
Definitely think dogs. My dog feels so successful every day because it barks at the mailman. Then the mailman leaves, and my dog's like, I did it.
I totally got it.
I did it. Yeah. See how that guy ran away?
Good girl, Tula.
Okay.
I think those are two solid answers that are definitely in the top 5. We have two locked in. Dog bites and slippery steps.
The next thing I'm going with is actually not them walking around. I think that they may get into fender benders.
Oh, because they drive so much.
Yeah, they're always in the car.
Also, the driver's seat in the postal car is on the opposite side. That must be so difficult to drive.
So confusing. They're in the wrong lane.
Yeah.
What else are they doing all the time? Maybe they get a torn tendon from walking too much. Like overtired muscles.
What if they get paper cuts? I guess they don't seal the boxes shut.
I hope they're not opening their mail. I think it's a federal offense.
From opening all the mail,
stealing all of our information.
We have some good options. Let's get the question one more time.
Everyone is prone to accidents, and mail carriers are not immune from that. I asked you to name the top 5 most common accidents that can happen to a postman or postwoman, and look! You've got mail!
Yay!
I just opened the envelope, and you get a golden guess. Tell me something you think might be on the list, and I'll give you my stamp of approval.
Brooke, send your dog out to bite him.
I'm going to guess a car accident.
automobile accidents are on the list.
All right. Okay.
So we have three that are locked in: dog bites, slippery steps, and accidents. We just need to come up with two more.
What if it's like another kind of accident? They're working long hours.
They didn't have there's no bottle in their car.
Amazon has assured me that never happens.
It's not bad. I was also thinking, just because I'm looking right now, I'm visualizing my house, and there's kids' toys everywhere. Like, just tripping over
Do
stuff.
Do you normally let the postman into your house?
No, out in the front. Out of the
you have
front
that many toys just out in your driveway?
Damn, Brooke, you're super Idaho. We got a fourth car out there, too, on the lawn.
Yeah, we got some landmines, too, planted out there. So be careful.
We do have a pile of dirt with a blue tarp over the top.
Okay. What about just like an angry or drunk person answering the door, Brooke?
That's, you got my mail, and then you punch him in the face. Yeah, thanks, buddy.
At noon?
Yeah. I mean, there's some crazy people that stay home all day.
Okay, I'm going to go with dog bite. I'm going to go slipping on stairs, automobile accident. I'm going to say pulled muscle. I think that that's a legit injury.
No, I think you're right about that. Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to say tripping on an object or an uneven sidewalk.
According to a new study, these are the most common accidents that happen to mail carriers while at work. Number one is picking up heavy packages.
Oh,
I'll give you that.
Think about that.
Pulled tendon, I'll give you that. You can pull a tendon in your bag.
That means we're going to get the
restaurant. Number two is slipping, falling, or tripping.
Yay!
You got that right.
Let's go.
Number three was automobile accidents. You got that in the golden guess. Right. Number four is dog bites or other pets.
Yeah. Oh, one more.
And number five is an interaction with an aggressive, intoxicated, or unstable individual.
Shut up.
Oh,
drunk people
gosh.
Beating the mailman up or mail person.
Don't look so surprised, Brooke.
I'm a lover when I'm drunk, okay? I mean, if I come across to the mail person, I'm like, come on.
You have probably counted
that. I don't remember ordering any of this. Give me a kiss.
Wow, okay. Well, didn't quite get all of them. So, Brooke, you're going to get shocked. And somebody wanted to hear the song Like a G6 by Far East Movement.
By the way, if you're punching mail people, leave them alone. Be nice to them, even if you are wasted.
Popping bottles in the ice like a blizzard. When we drink, we do it right. Getting slizzard.
You're a robot?
Sipping syrup in my rod like a 3-6.
Oh, no.
Now I'm feeling so fly like a G6.
Terrible. I used to like that song.
I know.
If we ever get a private jet, let's not invite Brooke.
This is why the segment ABB was created.
Yeah.
For moments like this. Anyway, that's your shock collar question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.